Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're now in part 107 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. In this program, if you'd like a copy of it, an audio tape or a CD, it's program number 209. Postage and handling is paid. Everything is free. God gave me my life free of charge. And his word, and therefore I don't charge. And therefore I know without a doubt that God's going to bless me, and he's constantly doing that. And we have some letters today. We have a message relating to all the different societies that have happened before, at the beginning of the world till now. All of them have failed with the exception of the society that the Lord has set up for us. And therefore, people should shun and forget about all these other societies, especially Antichrist society that we see today, which they call democracy, which is nothing more than a dictatorship of Satan. And a lot of people may not believe that, but this is the truth. If this society is not satanic, then what more would Satan do if he created another society other than taking Bibles away, taking the name of God out of the society? But God has his people here and will not allow the name of God to die, because even God esteems his word higher than his name, and he says that nothing can defeat him. If people all get together hand in hand, there's no way that they can fight God and win. Right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this program. Father, you always pour out your spirit upon me whenever I'm doing a program. And I really thank you for that, Father, because I love to, like you, I love to see souls saved. And I love to see people strengthened by your word. Open up hearts. Open up people's minds and their spirits. Because the battle that is waging, Lord, to the people here on earth is the battle between their two ears. That's the battle of the mind. You stated, Lord, for us to put on the mind of Christ, which actually is the Word of God. We're to allow the Word of God to penetrate into our minds and keep it. Because if we're going to be the society of the Lord, if we're going to be members of your society eternally, then we must obey the rules of your society here on earth. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for this knowledge, for permitting me to know what your idea, your precepts, your concepts are of what a perfect society must be. You've already laid it out, and why man continues to develop new societies when all they need to do is read your word and listen to your people, because the society has already been established, the society of perfection. Lord, I ask that this be embedded firmly in the minds of every hearer today, into the hearts, the souls, their spirits, in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where are the letters from? Where's your first letter?
From Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony and staff, thank you for your recent letter and acknowledgement. I know you are doing the work and will of the Lord. What a ministry. I just want to let you know I am so blessed to listen to the audio tapes over the internet. Pastor Tony, thank you, and Lord Jesus, for speaking the, quote, hard words, unquote, never spoke by mainline churches. Especially, I don't think I've ever heard a minister ever speak about the judgment of God rather than just his love like you do. I love it. Two exclamations.
All of God's ways are judgment. Everything. He's judging everything we say and everything we do. So everything that of God's society, all of God's theocracy is judgment. All of God's ways are judgment. He said, if you do this, then I'll do that. If you don't do this, I'll do that. If you keep my commandments, you'll go to heaven. If you don't, you're going to go to hell. And so therefore, he's judging everything that we say and do. And people say, well, you're making it a legalistic monarchy. No, I didn't make it that way. The Bible says it's that way. Now, you people out in the world think that you're living in a democracy, but you don't even know what the word democracy means. You should pay attention to what the people in this world are doing, which this government is doing. They are herding you into a corral and making you, like President Bush says, I don't mind dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator. They keep saying that we need a dictatorship, and that's exactly what this is. Either do it our way, or we'll come in and murder all of you and put in our own leader. There's somebody that fears us and will do what we say. That's what they're saying. And the Lord, then this is demonic because their ways are ungodly. But God is saying about the same thing. Either do what I say, or you're going to hell in the lake of fire. But if you do what I say, you're going to have perfect peace, a sound mind, joy, happiness, and you're going to have all my blessings. So you can choose what you want to do. And he said, choose either life or death. And it's all in your will, whatever you will. If you will to have life, you'll have it by keeping the rules of my society. If you don't fit into my society on this side of eternity, you certainly will not go into heaven, or you will not live in the utopia. When people pick ears of corn, if you shuck it, and if you go to the market and you buy corn, and it's in its chaff, you buy corn in its chaff there. The chaff is the leaves or the shucks that are around it. Sweet roasting ears. And the bodies that we live in are the chaff, because these bodies must die and they must deteriorate. And if the Spirit of the Lord was there before we die, then we resurrect from the dead, but with a new body. It's an ecclesiastical one. The body that we live in now is chaff. The corn in its ear, in the ear of corn, is living in its chaff. The husk has to come off, and then you can get to the real corn itself. And so if we abide according to the rules, everything in this world that you see first was an idea, and then it became a concept. And, I've done a lot, I had a lot of ideas. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people that have had ideas, people that have thought of a car or a design of a car, an automobile, or an airplane, and new devices that they have, television. Those are all were in somebody's mind. They were ideas before they became a reality or something that you can see, a visual, something that you can see before your eyes. And the Lord has ideas. He has concepts. And the only idea or concept is of any value. It isn't TV, because I existed in this world well before, and many people before me have lived in this world before there was television or radio. The components of all these things God had already provided here. However, I did very well without it. And but the Lord laid down his the rules for a perfect society in this world, and you'll live by them, or you will live in hell in the lake of fire eternally. All right? And there's all kinds of people that have You know, like in my church, there's all kinds of people in my church that have ideas that are completely foreign to me, foreign to God, because I live by God's idea, His concept, His theocracy. And they all say, well, I tell them what to do, and then they say, but I thought it would be better this way, or I thought, and every time they do that, there's disaster. Like, for instance, Don Davis, he's one of the people here, decided to go to the mayor of the city that we're in and ask and receive that it was all right for one of the city's trucks to water a new patch of ground that we planted grass on. Well, it hit the newspapers, and I don't want the people in the community to believe that I knew anything about that. I didn't know anything about it. The only time I found out about it was when it was read to me yesterday in the newspapers. So it was Don Davis's idea or concept that he had when the Lord tells you that you're to obey, you're not to usurp authority. The rule was that I do not want anybody going to city government, state government, or federal government without my permission. Because every time they do, they cause a mess. So it hit the newspaper that we're the taxpayer paid for this truck, and it's the taxpayers, the money that they spent on the truck should be used for the city, not for Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. And so up to that time, everybody in the community knows that I have helped the community. We paid for the park that they have now, and we also paid for when the city, where we had a big ice storm out here, and the city was hurting. They had taken some of the brothers and sisters' grocery store away and caused them to not be able to have a way to make finances and for people to get food on a wholesale basis. And even after they did that, when the Lord told me to go ahead and buy a generator so that everybody in town could have water and everybody in town could have lights, electricity, I did that, as the Lord said, and that brought a lot of happiness to everybody in the city. And the people of Texarkana knew that we were of the Lord because they knew that we had been persecuted by the city, and we overcame evil by doing good. And then Don Davis ruined that after several years. Now he just decided he'd go according to his thoughts, his ideas, not the society of the Lord, but to his. And so when you have a lot of people in a church, everybody has their own thoughts, their concepts, that are so inferior to those of the Lord that it makes me sick to my stomach every time I see one of them making a decision or having a thought. Thoughts, if they're not from the Lord or in obedience with the Lord, are garbage. They're chaff, just like the shucks that are around the ear of corn. Just like your skin and bone and flesh that's on you. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. There must be a new body formed, and if you're disobedient to the society of the Lord, you're not going to be there. And then you have a will. You can will to do what the Lord says, or you can live according to your will. And sometimes what people do have such outrageously inferior thoughts that the Lord tells me to put them outside of the church. Don't let them be in here anymore. Don't pay any attention to them and get them out. And so the Lord is pressuring me on this situation more and more every day. So I'm saying this for the people in my churches. I've got there. I'm heading hundreds of churches all over the world. I have received a letter from somebody one time that says, "You're not a pastor. A pastor has the church." You don't have a church. Do you have a church, sir? I think not. Well, I want to let people that think that know that I pastor hundreds, maybe thousands of churches all over the world. And so I'm telling you, what God says. I believe in his society. All the societies from the beginning of time till now have failed. And this one is failing more than ever. Do we find, when you get into the society of the Lord, you have peace, happiness, joy. But anyway, I have a message on that today. And perfect peace and a sound mind. And every time somebody thoughts, their thoughts are like chaff, trash, because they're the exact opposite of what they've been told, what the Lord says. Anyone that disobeys the rulers of this world, of this earth, because the earth is the Lord and he doesn't put Satan as rulers here. Those were voted in by you people out in the world there. And the Lord says that all of you have been deceived. The whole world has been deceived. But the people that are really of the Lord never usurp authority. If you're of the Lord, you keep the Lord's society the way that he planned it, because it's perfect. And because of the fact that you exalt yourself, to think that you're going to cultivate a new society within God's society, you have to be insane. You've got to be totally out of your mind. And therefore, you're not going to make it into heaven. If you do such a thing as that, then not only your outer shell is chaff, but your inward self is chaff as well. You're worthless. And you're worthless with the exception for to burn, is what the Bible says. Okay, continue on with this letter.
I don't think I've ever heard a minister ever speak about the judgment of God rather than just his love like you do. I love it. It truly ministers to me. The self-life, crucifying it, and turning back on God, all these things are in the Word of God, yet hardly a peep from the ministers and pastors. They are so afraid of losing, quote, their sheep, unquote, and their money. I like what you say about family members also. If they don't follow the Lord, they follow the devil. No man can serve two masters. Thanks be to God who gives me life to be alive today to thank you for the blessing of your, his ministry.
Right. Is that the end?
No.
Well, what I'd like to say is that, read that last line again.
No man can serve two masters. Thanks be to God who gives me life to be alive today to thank you for the blessing of your, his ministry.
Right. No man can serve two masters. The Bible says that one sinner does much harm. After I, the Lord, has instructed me and I have done everything in my power to make us a shining example in the Texarkana area and on the outskirts, then Don Davis went out and destroyed everything yesterday. There was a big article on us in the newspaper yesterday about how we're using the government to water our lawns, of all things, as though God doesn't have enough provisions. And I hear the mayor told me that he goes over there asking to borrow things all the time without my knowing it. That makes us look lower than whale dung. And if you want to know, the word dung is in the Bible many times. All right, then what?
Also, by the way, I am grateful for the internet audios because my shortwave hardly picks up the broadcast. So much interference. I don't know why unless I need a better antenna. Well, bless the Lord. Thought I would just drop a line to say praise the Lord. Sister Kathy from Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Sister Kathy, you're truly a person of the Lord. I love your letter. Make sure that Kathy gets a letter, Sister Kathy gets a copy of this tape.
Yes, sir.
All right, then what? She's going to listen to it on the internet anyway. Okay, then the next letter.
From Lomé, Togo, Africa. I am very proud to take part in what God is doing in my ministry through your Christian literature. We are distributing it in several villages and in the rural areas of our country. During my evangelizing campaigns, the Lord is manifesting enormous miracles to all those who are reading your literature. Thousands and thousands of souls are being converted to the Lord. I also received the Greek Bible and the Greek version of your book entitled The Messiah. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Yours very dear, Digitri, from Lomé, Togo, Africa.
Right. Now, The Lord has told me to distribute all this literature free of charge and Bibles. And we hear that from Africa, that there are some people there that are selling this literature for money. And I really despise that type of person. Therefore, I'm sending missionaries over there. And there's a man from Africa that stated that he would monitor all these people and get to the bottom of it and find out who it is that's doing these evil things. Because I don't want people to think that I've got people out there selling the literature that the Lord gives to me, or these Bibles. They are to be given out free of charge. And therefore, there's some very unscrupulous, satanic, very evil people in this world. Not only in churches, but outside. They see that my literature is extremely want in that area. And it's people really want to read and hear and be saved and enter into the society of the Lord, because it's a perfect society and all others have failed, especially the one that we are currently living in, you people of the world. I live around this society. I'm here in this world, but I'm not a part of the world system. And neither are these people that are writing in. Okay, what else?
Next letter's from Queens, New York. 2 days ago, I called your prayer hotline, and we prayed for my mother, who is 89 years old, and fell 3 weeks ago. I learned today that they are releasing her from the assisted living place she's been staying at, and that she made a, quote, incredible recovery, unquote. While I don't take the work of the Lord so for granted, I know where the incredible recovery came from. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Godspeed, Pastor Tony, in Jesus' name, David from Queens, New York.
Right, and the disobedience of just one person does much harm. People have their own ideas in this magnificent system that the Lord has set up in this world. Need to be placed in, cast into hell and into the lake of fire. The Bible plainly tells that. Now, some people really like it. The Bible, the Lord's Word, tells us of these things. And then there are people that don't believe God. They believe, they say that President Bush and President Kennedy, I knew Kennedy myself. He was wanting me to do campaigns for the party. I knew Walter Winchell and I knew all these people. And I've known four or five different presidents of the United States. And they consulted me on many, many things. As a matter of fact, even with the clothing that I do, Ronald Reagan called our store in Nashville and asked me a belt, and he mentioned the kind of belt. How much does that cost? And I says, why do you want to know? He says, well, because somebody sent me one of your belts. And I want to give them a gift equal to the bill. I don't want to pay more, and I don't want to pay less. So I told him, you know, I gave him the price. I can't remember how much it was. And I conferred with Ronald Reagan on many occasions, telling him to stop Raymond A. Donovan, what he's doing, because he's evil and he's in your administration. And you'll reap the wrath of God for allowing him to do what he's doing. And I got word back from Herb Ellingswood, who was his right-hand man. He said, I just had breakfast with the president, and he said, tell Tony, meaning me, that I can't do anything. My hands are tied. I can't make decisions. So it shows that these presidents are puppets of Rome. I take it for whatever you think it's worth, but you're being told the truth. Okay, and then what else here?
The next letter is from Edo State, Nigeria, Africa. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ. How is the ministry of God? I hope fine.
Fine, how are you? Ministry of God is fine, with the exception of those within it that have their own ideas, their own concepts of what they think it should be rather than what it really is. Then what?
I am writing from Nigeria in West Africa. I decided to communicate to you to inform you I am a very busy pastor who has made some giant strides in the ministry field of God. We are doing very good ministry work through evangelism and distribution of your literature and proclaiming the good news. Many people are accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and giving their lives wholeheartedly to the Lord. I therefore request from you hundreds of newsletters, 8 complete Holy Bibles, your taped cassettes, and a big giant print Holy Bible for me to use in promoting God's work.
See, these messages are in demand, and people are willing to pay for them. And I know many of you people in Radioland would be willing to pay for them if I put a price on them. But it was freely given to me. Now, the book of Malachi and all throughout the Bible tells you to tithe, but I leave that up to your will. If you want to be a person that robs God, go at it. But you're not going to like the benefits that you receive. Sowing seed is not just giving money, but that's part of it. Now, sowing seed is the seed is the word of God. So, you know, consider everything that the Lord says, because we don't live eternally in the kingdom of heaven by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the book of Malachi tells us that we're robbing God if we don't give tithes and offerings. How are we robbing him? You're robbing him of his bride. Because when you see people that are willing to tell the cold, hard truth of God's word, that he's not only a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath and vengeance, and that he hates. He says, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. And he says many things that he hates. But he does try, he does chasten people. He starves them out. Sometimes he gives them famines, diseases, earthquakes, tsunamis, every type of disease in the world. And to try to chasten people so that they'll cry out to him. But they don't. It's like the people of New Orleans. They say, well, this is destroyed. This was just a natural thing that happened. Just like God is hitting Florida, like you can see plainly on television. And you read in the newspapers and hear on radios. And so the Lord is always in hope with his chastisement. He chastens them that he loves. But he loves you and tries to get you to repent. But if you don't, then he hates you and he just kills you and lets your soul go to hell. So keep that in mind too. This is the actual structure or the society, the way that the Lord has set the society up, his society up. If you love me, keep my commandments. I am your friend if you keep my commandments. But if you don't, I'm not your friend. So if you saying, what a friend we have in Jesus, well, then you must be keeping his commandments or you're a hypocrite. All right, then what else is left here of this letter?
This requested material will help us very much in furthering our evangelism distribution work. May God bless you many, many times for being the instrument through whom our need and those of several million others are met. We thank you very much. Yours faithfully, Pastor Elios from Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, come on forward here, and we'll start doing this message that I typed up, that I did on a tape today, and you just recently typed up a couple of the sisters here. All right?
I've had many ideas in my life, and
my ideas, I've designed many jackets. I started the 20 original hits. That was the idea in my mind first, to put 20 smash hits of rock and roll hits on one album. This is before I'm saved. And now the idea was so good that Time Life, Warner, and they now affiliated with huge other corporations are really barreling in on it because they're making billions of dollars on my idea. So when I say I've made billions of dollars in my life, I've made hundreds of millions, and I've made hundreds of billions for other people. I'm the one that told I had an idea of Disneyland walls for people to come into Disney, into their homes, and put scenes from Disney's motion pictures on the walls of children, and to put Dutch Hall and kitchens in and tropical fish bathrooms and things like that. And Disney flipped over the idea. And they said, well, they were afraid that people would drink the paint, little children would get into the paint and drink it, or that bad salesmen would represent Disney in a bad way. And so they said, what we'll do, Tony, is come up with Disneyland wallpaper. And this is what I was to tell them to do, is charge $1,000 a room for a painter to come in and do it, because they draw, they do artwork so fast, they can actually do 4 or 5 caricatures in 1 minute. A true artist, the Disney artists, do up to 10, 15 pictures in a minute. There's just something about their hands that it's like, I don't know whether it's a demon or if it's just the hand of God or what that causes them to be able to do that. But I've hired many artists in my life to take my preconceived ideas down on paper. They say, well, you didn't do it because you had. It was my ideas, and I related to artists, and many times I had to tell them, no, it's not this way, it's this way, and so on and so forth. So I've had many ideas before you see them. All these jackets that I designed, and T-shirts and sweatshirts, all these things were in my mind before they became a reality. And also the American Health Studios in Silhouette Figure Form, they were in existence just a few months before I got into the company. But because of my sales ideas for the company, they made me executive vice president. And the company started doing $1.9 million, almost $2 million a month, which was the same as around $30 million today. And we were listed in the Fortune 500 at that time as the fastest growing organization in the country. And so I could go on for a long period of time. The Democratic Party realized my ability to come up with ideas, different new ideas on how to promote things. And they wanted me, Kennedy wanted me to handle his campaign, and he sent Walter Winchell and Ted Chirac and Mariotti and several other people over to me to get this thing done. And so everything in this world that you see, there are many people that have more ideas than I ever had, but they were in their heads before you could see them, like automobiles, television, radio, telegraph, the banking systems, and all sorts of things like that. Houses, buildings were all in people's minds before they were, then they drafted them. They brainstormed maybe with other people, with artists, builders, bricklayers. The idea man didn't lay the bricks or put in the plumbing. But everything that you see in my organization was in my head first. And then I instructed people how to do it. And then it became a reality. Okay, and so now keep reading.
I've had many ideas in my life, and they turned into concepts and then into reality. I've been called a visionary. An idea in the mind of a visionary, in the mind of someone that has been successful because of their ideas. Their idea is more powerful than an army.
Right. So when people, God had an idea. Now what I do today is not my idea, it's God's idea. You know, I may come up with, the Lord puts an idea in my mind about what's going on, but this idea of his society is his idea. And anyone that comes up with other ideas in God's society is satanic. There isn't any other way that you can say. These people that do that, or think that they can lie and commit adultery and fornication in his society and still get into it, you're sick. You're a satanic being. Because you're formulating these evil ideas within his society. And that means you're condemned. Then what?
There is nothing more powerful than an idea.
No, there isn't, because everything in the world that you can see was an idea. Even the world, the sun, the moon, everything was an idea of God's before he set it into being. Then what?
Ideas have created the world, and they control the world that we live in.
Right. So somebody has got bad ideas, and the world is being controlled by those bad ideas. And people have ideas all the time. We have married women in this church and married men that use their carnal brains rather than the Word of God to accomplish the things that the Lord wants them to do within God's system here on earth. And these people are so evil, and they are so disgusting to me that I can't, I just don't have the words for it. But more than that, they're very disgusting to God. And you never see them be blessed. They want everything that blessed people of the Lord have, but they can't have it because they never comply with God's idea. They want to have their own ideas within it. God to tell them that he said, I want you to be fruitful and multiply. And they say, I don't want a baby now. Not now. Some little twit of a person. It's amazing. And then when you have several hundred or thousands of people or millions of people, and they all have their own idea, then there's no society of God, because all the society of God has to do exactly what the Lord says, just as the children of Israel did when Joshua told them to not speak at all for all these days that they were circling Jericho. Every one of them obeyed. Every single one of them. And that's where people have to, the true people of the Lord will have to do. Now God knows, the Bible tells us that there's going to be some people that God is going to take out of this world, his children, and there'll be people left behind. So the Lord knows the ones that really are enforcing the things that he says, and he knows some that don't listen at all. You can tell when a person loses their love for you because they don't listen to you any longer. They don't pay any attention to what you say. They just live their own life. They're aloof. That's one of the things. They're no longer your friends. They don't do anything to help you. These are all signs that people don't love you. No more. No more. All right? Because I know the word of the Lord, and the Lord tells me these things. And little trollops, little 15, 16-year-old girls, 17-year-old girls, 8, they sit there, and even when I'm saying these things, you can see them in the audience considering it, if it's really true. Like, they really think their carnal brain is something, and that's why they're ignored, and they don't have enough sense to even know it. Okay, then what?
When an idea is conceived in the mind of a person who is a visionary, it is called a thought.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of people that thought. They say, I thought. I says, no, the Lord says. And they say, but I thought. Can you imagine people thinking when the Lord says for you to put on his mind, to put on the full armor of God? Who cares what you think? What your thoughts are, they're chaff. And anyone that lives by their thoughts rather than what God says is chaff, according to God. Now that's God's thought. That's God's concept. And that's God's reality, because people will come to the knowledge of God's reality when they're burning in hell in the lake of fire. Or if they kept the commandments that they're in the kingdom of heaven enjoying peace, happiness, joy, serenity, divine everything. Then what?
Many people get thoughts, but they're not visionaries, and their ideas are worthless.
They're like chaff, like the ear of corn, the outside husk of the corn. And so if the husk is nothing but chaff and the interior is nothing but chaff, well then what, of course, the chaff on them is even double chaff to be burned. Then what?
But when the thought of a visionary is conceived, it is called a concept. Now concepts are the material that dreams are made of, and they serve as the substance for living and interpreting life.
Right. If you have the substance of faith, if you have faith, then you don't think any longer. You go by God's word, because your thought is garbage. And there's just so many people that, we have a watch, prayer chains in our church. And in the Portsmouth church, there were 20 people that have different excuses why they can't go into the prayer room. One of them is so busy because he's doing out on routes, and another one is busy doing carpenter work, and they can't spend 1 hour in the prayer room. And these are all their thoughts. And so therefore, they are saying, well, to hell with the prayer room. Our going and picking up things or purchasing stuff is more important. Purchasing things are not going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. Planning your life and the things that you want to do is not going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. Obeying the Lord's commandments, putting on the mind of Christ, is going to save your soul. Because those that continue doing that to the end will be saved, and those that don't will be lost. You think that because you're sitting in a church that you can just call your own shots? The rule is that we have a prayer chain and you have to be there. The rule is that we have church services and you have to be there. The rule is that you have to obey those that have the rule over you. And that's me in this church. And many other pastors throughout the world, actually thousands of them, believe the same thing. Then what?
Everything that human beings have made or have invented was first an idea. Every invention invented was first preceded by an idea. As a matter of fact, inventions are often called a person's brainchild or brainstorm. In essence,
you know, we get together, some people, you know, brainy people, and they start kicking things around. Let's do this. What do you think about this? And you bounce off each other's brains. Like Renee Rice from Mattel Toys, who was in charge of the Barbie doll division, used to call me at all hours of the night, say, "Can you feel like bumping heads? Or can you give me some ideas of what to do?" And I told her, well, you know, you could put Barbie in a Ferrari, and Ferrari will pay for a lot of the ads. You can have her drinking a Coca-Cola, and maybe they'll put her in the Coca-Cola ads. You can do all these things. And I was giving them all different diversions. So she did it, and she was just a small part in Mattel Toys. And they made her over the whole world because she told them that they were her ideas. And they weren't. They were mine. But I'm perking with so many ideas that I always just figure easy come, easy go. There's so many people that are doing what I said, like the Warner Brothers stores. I told them they should open them up instead of licensing their stuff out. And they opened them up. Record companies ask me advice all the time. All kinds of people. Motion picture people ask me advice. Okay, now what else?
In essence, the mind can be impregnated by ideas that develop into concepts. They then become visions that produce reality.
But the concepts don't produce anything. The people that believe in the concepts, the people that believe in the ideas, get to work and make them happen. Because a lot of people think that you hear the Word of God, that the Word of God is going to do something. It doesn't do anything unless you do what the Word says. Then it becomes a reality. But if you just sit and make up your own ideas, you're a fool. And because you think your ideas are better than God's. Then what?
Concepts are to life what the blood is to the body. This is what the great King Solomon meant when he wrote over 2,000 years ago that as a man thinks, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7.
So if you think of your own ideas, then you're garbage. So as you think, your thoughts are garbage, and you're garbage. Your thoughts are what you are. If they're inferior to the Word of God, and they are, then you're garbage. Then what?
If a person thinks wrong thoughts, they are mess-ups, and they try to project their ideas or their thoughts of their thoughts into other people's minds.
You know, whenever I'm telling you the Word of God, what I'm doing is the thought of God is in me. And so I'm projecting God's thoughts into you. That's exactly what I'm doing. When I think of the 20 original hits, I went to different people and told them of my concept, and I projected my thoughts into them. I went to Earl McDaniel, the number one DJ in Los Angeles, and told him about it. He says, you want to be part of it? And he said, who do I have to kill? And I says, okay, just get these masters for me. So I'm telling him what to do, and I projected my ideas into him, and he received them, and it became a giant of a thing that now one of the biggest giant mega corporations in the world is using my ideas, and they don't even give me any royalties. Okay, then what?
They try to transfer their bad ideas or bad thoughts into others.
That's what there's people in this church that don't obey the Lord. They're attempting to get their ideas into me, and they think that I'm going to believe their inferior carnal brain ideas into me rather than for me to continue steadfast in enforcing and conveying God's idea into them. And so it's like a constant battle, a war with the people of this world. And there are many worldly people in churches. You know, Jesus had one out of 12. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. There are many betrayers in the church, and the Bible said in the last days they would be many that betray the children of the Lord. Then what?
So what you are is you become your thoughts or your concepts.
And if they're not the Lord's, we're to just die out. Our thoughts, our concepts, and our inventions are supposed to die out, and you're supposed to put on Christ and live by what he says. Don't you agree to that?
Yes.
Well, then if everybody agreed to that, well, the kingdom of heaven would be firmly established here on earth, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, then what? Some people don't say amen. Then what?
I've heard this psychologist describe value and estimation of life by the nature of our thoughts or our self-concepts.
Yeah, that's what they say it is. Then what?
A concept would rise in value as we consider our conception and interpretation of life. Now this is...
Well, I'd rather go by God's interpretation of what life is, all right?
Amen.
Rather than a psychologist or you or anyone like you, inferior people. Well, all people are inferior to God, aren't they?
Yeah.
Does everybody say amen?
Amen.
All right, well then your thoughts are inferior to God's thoughts. That's why the Lord said, forget your thoughts and put on his thoughts. Amen?
Amen.
Because his are superior to yours. Then what? And it's amazing to me, people that have never thought of anything constructive, or if never, you can't see any evidence of anything that they ever thought of, even in the world, that made finances or money or any thing like this, or any notoriety, that they still think. And you can shoot them down one right after the other, and they still have not accomplished anything, and they never will. Nothing of any value. And yet they still rise themselves up. These are demons. Because they no matter what you do or say to them, they never change. Then what?
Now this is really important. Human communication is solely dependent on concepts.
Right. If I have to communicate what the Lord says to you, because I'm not preaching my own ideas or concepts. I'm preaching the ideas and concepts of Almighty God to you. I'm communicating them to you, and it all depends on whether you are able to receive them. If you have a receiver in you, a godly receiver that wants to receive what the Lord is communicating to you through me. Okay, then what? I take no stock in anything that I ever did in my life before. Because it's all garbage. None of the things that I did before, the Disney thing, the Pete Best thing, owning a Beatles album, none of that's going to get me into heaven. Only if I put on the mind of Christ and convey what he says. Communicate, because the Bible says that we're supposed to communicate one with another, but not with our own ideas, but to communicate the word of God. Then what?
We can only understand life to the degree that our concepts are, if they are, correct. As a matter of fact, the purpose and goal of communication is to transfer our ideas and concepts from my mind or your mind to other people's minds.
Right. But when we're talking about the system of the Lord, we're not to communicate our ideas to people. We're communicate the Lord's ideas to people. When you're sitting around talking about this or that, that's garbage. There's no value to it whatsoever. So what I'm saying here is not for you to communicate your ideas, but what if you have revelation from the Lord, you can communicate to those that have receivers and see if people will agree with God to do what the Lord is attempting to communicate to you. Then what?
Therefore, communication is only successful when the sender's concepts are received accurately and properly understood by the receiver.
Right. If you're not receiving what Almighty God says, then his communication is garbage to you, and therefore you're 100% chaff, 1,000,000% chaff. You're going to spend eternity in the fire, screaming your head off. Then what?
The same goes from the receiver to the sender.
The receiver to the sender. Now, if the receiver doesn't receive what the Lord is saying, then they're going to argue with you. And I tell you that much of my day, there are some sinners in this church that spoil the good that's been done. One sinner doth much harm. What they do is the Lord commands us to redeem the time, and what they do is take up your time arguing with you when you're telling them what the Lord says. Then what?
If your ideas are wrong, then your concepts are wrong, and consequently your understanding will be inaccurate and incomplete.
Right, you don't have any understanding because you use your own brain to try to figure out if what the Lord is saying is right or not. You, the great prophetess or prophet, are scaling out if what the Bible says is true. Okay, then what?
You can only understand properly if your concepts are in alignment with truth. Your ideas and your ideas must be based upon the Bible, God's dynamic truth. The original concept is always in the mind of the sender. I've had many concepts in my life. The thinking process is called a precept. To put it truthfully and simply, the precept is an original idea. Therefore, in order to understand the original concept, you must have a clear grasp of the precept of the sender or the message.
And you must have a clear ability to be able to communicate your idea and concept to others so that they can help you in communicating this particular idea of yours to the public. As an advertiser, I know that very well. I make up commercials to convey what my ideas were to the public, and they worked. Well, I see my time is up right now. We've gone 55 minutes already, and so now the Lord wants me to communicate to you that you must be born again. Now, you may have an idea that Buddha or somebody else, but the Lord says that there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved but him, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. So you must come to him. Now, if you want to receive this, or you want to receive the garbage, other people's ideas and their concepts, their precepts in this world that are lying to you, that are not telling you the truth, well, you could do that. But, you know, I pray that your will is such that you'll receive what the Lord says. And he says that if you pray this prayer, all that call upon the name of the Lord, he will hear you. They shall be saved. You will be saved. So, now, if you would like to be saved and escape all this trash and garbage, the mire and muck that's in this world, mire is like seaweed gets around you and you can't. You get bogged down into like sinking sand. Just say this prayer to God and mean it. Say, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. You're the Word of God. I want your Word in my heart and I want all my words to be drowned in the sea of your forgetfulness because they're sin. I open the door of my heart. I invite you in, Lord. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood. There's no forgiveness of sins unless there's blood being applied to wash them away and drown them in the sea of your forgetfulness. You won't turn me away. You will save my soul. I'm guilty. I've committed sins, and my sins caused you to have to be killed and go to hell for me. But I have called upon you, and I know that I must continue doing your work, listening to your word and doing what it says in order to enter heaven. Therefore, I know I've called on you, and you say that all that call upon you shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right, now, if you'd like a copy of this tape or CD, it's an audio tape or CD, it's mentioned program 209. It's free of charge. Even the postage and handling, and here's Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy of it.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so you've heard this, and make sure you tune in tomorrow, because we're going to continue with this thought of God's community, God's society. No other community on earth, no other society has ever been a perfect society. As a matter of fact, all of them have failed. They've gone down the tubes. But there's one community, one society that will never go down the tubes. It stands forever. It's the kingdom of God, God's kingdom, God's society. So until tomorrow, it'll be part 108. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.